Andy Strickland joins us. Andy, how are you, my man?
Jason, couldn't be better, man. How about you?
Hey, I'm good. I apologize in advance because I picked the Blues to win, which likely means they're going to lose the Stanley Cup. So we'll see how that plays out. But I've also said I'm not sure there's a team in the Western Conference that has more pressure on them to win, as you know, Ken Hitchcock and everybody else. Like, this is a team that's been built for a few years to win. They got to at least get a few rounds deep.
Well, I would agree. I mean, and listen, that's the expectation coming internally, more so than what's going on outside of the dressing room. I mean, this team is certainly built, like you mentioned, to win. They're built for the long haul. The window is open now. And if you think about the St. Louis Blues, this has been a process. I mean, you talk about a process in Edmonton. You guys are going through it right now. I mean, there's some bumps in the road en route to getting there. And it tests your patience big time. The fans' patience were tested here for a few years. They were told a lot of things, and a lot of what they were told ended up being true in terms of the team eventually becoming very competitive. How long they can take this thing into the spring remains to be seen.
Yeah, Andy, I mean, you look at the Blues, and they kind of in some ways remind me of a team like the Sharks were for many years. You look at them on paper and you say, this team's got to be a favorite. It seems to me with the Blues specifically, though, they've got so much depth now. They've got the secondary scoring. They've got a blue line that everybody would love to have when they're healthy. To me, if there's a question, and it's only a marginal one in my mind, is the goaltending.
Well, I think that's the question for a lot of people, and that's because the goaltender who's going to start tonight is making his first career NHL playoff start, and he's never been through it. But here's a guy who the Blues drafted in the second round to be in this position down the road, and it probably came a little bit sooner than expected, but, I mean, he's got big-time talent and ability, big-time upside, and he played his way into being in this position right now. So, I mean, that's a fair statement to make. I mean, you could say the same thing right now about a couple of other teams out there that are throwing out their goaltender for the first time in this situation in the playoffs. And it's the what have you done for me lately sport and league. And it's all about proving that you can get the job done. And this is a big-time audition tonight for Jake Allen. But this kid is so confident. I love his demeanor. He talks on game day, much like Devin Dubnyk on the other side. He's very relaxed. He's not one of these that has a routine where he's got a bunch of traditions, has to eat at the same restaurant, same pregame meal, all that type of stuff. I mean, he's just a hockey player and a really good one. And Blues fans have seen this firsthand this season, and now it's time to show the rest of the hockey world.
Andy, you know, it's interesting how you mentioned the goaltender doesn't have any experience. Well, you know what? This has kind of been the year of goalies with no experience. Devin Dubnyk, he's never played an NHL playoff game either. He hasn't really been in the playoffs of any sort since 2006, actually.
Exactly.
We saw Scott Darling last night for Chicago come off the bench and play great for them. St. Louis's defense is so good. I'm not sure their goaltender has to stand out. The big question for them, and I think it was answered at least in the regular season, was last year they lost to Chicago because they didn't have the top-end finishers like Chicago had. Mm-hmm. But Tarasenko's emerged. Schwartz has emerged. We know Ryan Suter's going to play 30 minutes. Who do you think the Wild are going to try to get him out against the most?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I couldn't get that out of Daryl Sador talking to him privately today, who obviously is on the bench and he's one of their assistant coaches, and Mike Yeo is not going to say that either. You know, talking to Ken Hitchcock and some of the coaches on the Blues side privately, talking about that specific topic, they feel like Ryan Suter is going to try to play against two lines, you know? I mean, he plays half the game, right? So it's not unfathomable to see him play against multiple lines and see who's hot, who's generating the most quality scoring chances. Maybe they'll put him out there against them. But regardless, somebody's going to have a favorable matchup on the St. Louis side. And it's going to be on that individual or that individual line to contribute and generate offense and produce. You know, I mean, if they're going to try to shut down Steen and Tarasenko, well, then it's got to be Sastin, Schwartz, and Oshie, along with the backup line with Dmitry Yaskin and Patrick Berglund. And not many people know who Yaskin is, but he's a premier talent. This guy's a former second-round pick, 100-point scorer in the Quebec League. If you watch him play this season, he's a big body. He gets better and better by the game. He's dangerous off the rush. He's not afraid of the physical play. They can get in on the cycle. He's a perfect combination with those other guys. Hey, listen, I, I hate to do this, but I got to run. I got a conference call to get to right now, Jason. I'll call right again if you guys still have time, but it's kind of crazy around here, as you'd imagine.
Hey, Andy, it's playoff time, buddy. No worries.